It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Well, got lots to talk about over the weekend. Pelicans on Friday. Oh, my goodness, what are you doing? Last night, or afternoon, rather, Pelicans. What are you doing? My heart can't take this, man. It's one side or the other. One side or the other. We'll talk, obviously, about the Pelicans' collapse on Friday. The comeback win in historic fashion yesterday. You'll hear what the grass sounded like. We'll do all of that and more. Angie Lopez of ESPN will join us at 12:30 to get some sort of, perspective of what it is that we saw yesterday afternoon. And then coming up in hours one and two, going to have a little fun at 1:15. Sharif Ishak's going to join us. Obviously, we'll touch on the Pels. We'll touch on baseball. College baseball has started. That ought to be a lot of fun. But also, have y'all been paying attention? It's been the last couple of days. I'd say about a solid week now. Y'all see Drew Brees is trending, right? Now, we joked last week that on the 18th, a year ago, was when he made that announcement. He sent that picture out, Hawaii. Let's run it back. One more run at it. I don't know what started it, but for some reason, one way, shape, or form, for about a solid week now, definitely picking up towards the end of last week and over the weekend. Saints fans and the like across the country have decided to post memes or GIFs in reference to Drew Brees coming back and what it would be like to come back. From, you know, a protester trying to throw a brick that goes 2 feet. With the words and text in front of that saying, Michael Thomas is opening the post, Drew Brees. And then it shows the GIF. To like a 95-year-old guy trying to run through the defense. You know, kind of one of those things during halftime or in the game to kind of let an old-timer score or something of that nature. They've been real creative. I don't know what else to say, but we start this week wondering and waiting to know if it is this week that we'll find out the answer or not. So I'm just going to throw that out there. We'll discuss this in hour two. But, you know, look, we talked about it at the end of the season. What if he does call Sean Payton and say, "I see you soon, coach. Do you have the new, do you have the new schedule?" I don't know. I get the sense and feeling most people have already come to terms with it and are, yeah. So we can discuss that if you'd like. 800-998-1003. Rafael Esparza will chat with us about NASCAR, boxing, UFC fights over the weekend, WWE, golf, you name it. We'll touch on that coming up at 1:30, 2:15. The Graf will join us. I don't know if he has a voice yesterday. We'll play as to why I feel that way as well. Marlon Favorite, 2:30. He's already starting to look into, of course, the signings and things of that nature as to what the Saints are going to do. Because, again, sort of like the Drew Brees things, most of last week I kind of noticed a lot of Saints fans were kind of, hey, there's going to be massive moves. The cap, you got a lot of national people with little blue check verifications, you know, warning of impending doom. When it comes to New Orleans Saints, Nick Underhill this morning from New Orleans Football saying, you know, he's seeing those tweets and reports, and then he's also saying, you know, he's not going to be surprised if things happen, but that the people that he's talked to that are, as he said, quote, closer to the situation, they're in completely different worlds than the people that are tweeting, doom is coming to the New Orleans Saints. So, again, I just go back to what Mickey Loomis says, right? Go back to what Mickey Loomis said during the Senior Bowl, that he doesn't envision a scenario where they're not trying to contend or compete for a championship. Contending and competing for a championship is different than trying to be a playoff team. And that's different from, hey, we'll see what happens, right? He hasn't said that. So, and I brought up the week after the season ended when Sean Payton was made available, he sure didn't seem very downtrodden. He almost kind of seemed like, hey, you know, I'm going to go take a week off or so, and then let's get at it. That's just me. Again, my opinion and what I took out of it. But anyway, Pels fans, 800-998-1003. You know, we like to do this now as we did during the football season, and we've continued it through the basketball season. I need a game ball. I need a pat on the back. And who, if anybody, needs to sit on the bench? I want to start there with the official that tossed J.J. Redick. How about that? Is that, can we just say there's no need for any of y'all to even try to give me anybody else that needs to sit on the bench? I mean, seriously, is there anybody else that you could possibly feel that you need to put on the bench other than the official that tosses J.J. Redick for giving him a bounce pass to which he can't catch, or he tries to ole with his left leg, and then apparently per the NBA, the official wording was, with force. I'm not kidding you. That's what it was. Yep. So, Andrew Lopez tweeted, we're going to talk to him coming up. He posted the NBA official pool report on the two technical fouls called on J.J. Redick in the Celtics game. Wilt Guillory of The Athletic actually chatted with the crew chief, Josh Tiffen. A Tiffen, however you want to say it. Question, what happened with the first technical foul against J.J. Redick? The official, the first technical was for use of profanity, directed at an official and resentment to a no-call. The second technical foul on J.J. Redick, what happened on that one? The second technical, this is the official, was for throwing the ball in the direction of an official with force. Let me clarify that one for you. The first official was unhappy. I guess he was unhappy with the language used. So he already was on his radar. And here comes the ball from the left block. Bounce, bounce to his leg. Yep, I saw that. Trash. Absolute trash. Seriously? Team's trying to come back from, you know, 23, 24 points. There's emotion. That's what you call a technical. Gotcha. I'm sorry. Y'all can call me. Y'all can tweet me all you want. I mean, it's an open-ended question as to who you think should have a seat next to coach or a seat on a bench in general. But that official needs to have a seat. Seriously. You're tossing somebody because of that. It was a bounce pass. Now if that would have been like a bullet pass, pop them in the chest, pop them in the noggin, pop them in the face. Gotcha. It was a bounce pass. I mean, don't you normally give the, I guess in his mind, he could have given it to any official, just let the ball just be, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, that's my bad. The game ball, look, we said this on the last show for me. Last show for me, last week on Thursday, I said it was time to give the keys. Remember? I said, whether he takes it, whether he doesn't, I would like Zion to, at least in the near future, just trust him. Just trust him. Now, in the first half, I could see it. I could see it, right? In the first half, I could see it. Didn't do very well. And in the second half, the awakening happened, right? I mean, I don't know what else to say. The awakening happened. He wound up finishing with 28 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists. Brandon Ingram in overtime knocked down some key shots. But I loved how that game ended. But to get to that point, Pels need to come back. Right? They were down a bunch. And then the comeback came.
Now Lonzo splits defenders all the way in the right-hand shot. No good! And slammed in from nowhere by Zion Williamson, who came center of the lane and flushed it.
So that started it. And then Josh Hart, who has just absolutely been incredible, right, as of late. People are calling for a contract extension on Twitter.
9:20 to go. Thompson now with 13 and 7. Zion driving on Thompson, spins up top Josh Hart. Straightaway three, online and rinsed. Good.
Then it was Zion's turn.
Williamson driving on Ojale, all the way in. Layup good. Candy from a baby.
Then B.I.
B.I. straightaway three. We are tied up. We are tied.
Oh, my B.I.
Oh, I've been waiting 2 weeks for that call from my partner, Daniel Salerson. Timeout on the floor. We'll take it with him.
That was 98-98, and yes, even this guy got in on it.
Lonzo front court right. Stops on the wing. Trying to post up Zion, does so. Whip it out to Melly, left wing. For three, Nico. Yes! Yes! Finally, Melly knocked it down.
All right, so they get the three. They're up 101-98, but hey, it's Boston. They're not going anywhere.
Inbound to Tatum. Spins to the nail. Pull away jumper. Got it. Nothing but net.
But here it comes. Right? They gave it to Zion. I loved it. I love that they trusted the big man. This is what I was saying in the game that they lost. Just trust him. Just trust him. See what happens. Give me the trust, Nat Portlandia. Just give me the trust. See what happens. That's why I was so upset. Just let him touch it there at the end. And Darnier almost won you the game.
Get it into Williamson. Zion driving at Thompson. Driving. Throws it up off the glass. It rolls in. And one. Ask and ye shall receive from the Smoothie King Center.
Just feed the man.
Just like to draw it up, baby. He took it at Tristan Thompson, who had no recourse. And Williamson will try to complete the three-point play with 6.9 seconds left.
That's all you had to do was give it to number one.
There it is. I mean, it really is that simple. I mean, it is that simple. Daniel's bringing it. That is color commentating at its finest. Just give it to him. I mean, that's what we were talking about, that loss. That was so frustrating against the Blazers. Just give it to them. Just see what happens. I mean, put the onus in the officials. Let's see if the defense can stop them. But I want to see them grow. So I was happy with that. Make or miss, I'd have been happy with that. Right? And then the Pels play D.
Tice trying to inbound. Got it to Tatum. Center circle. Nearly traveled. Game clock at 2. Tatum drives in. Shot. Got it. 0.2 seconds. Unbelievable shot for Jason Tatum.
Look, there's a reason most Pels fans wanted in the AD trade that guy. There's a reason the Boston Celtics didn't trade that guy, right? Easy enough. Now, back to what I was saying. With Zion, hand him the keys, show him that makes the defense have to worry about him, and it should open up an opportunity for, you know, B.I.
Williams tipped it, and Melly got it. Now you have the basketball in a tie game, 40 seconds left in overtime. Now point Zion, sizing up Tice, throw it out to Ingram, left wing three, swish, swish. You've got a three-point lead, 33.3 to go.
Exactly. So needless to say, it was a good ending.
IBI pops it, drops it, ball game. Inbound to Tatum, letting it roll. Pick it up. He's not even going to dribble it. There's your horn. A well-earned, this one belongs to the Pelicans, Daniel Salerson. Your final score from the Smoothie King Center. New Orleans 120, Boston 115.
I love that. Here's the other thing that I thought was really cool today as well. Pels announcing that they are going up in attendance, right? And you're going to start to see some more fans there. You heard it in the calls there, though, right? Even the folks that are there, given that atmosphere. I can't wait. And look, we've talked about this overall, and we're going to overreact one way or another to a win and a loss. That's just what it is, because we're invested. We're finally invested. I legitimately think there's more than there's not of people in the city that are invested one way, shape, or form. I think it's starting to come to people's minds just how good Zion's going to be. I like the fact that people, hey, Brandon, you need to step up. I love that, because you're invested. People calling for trades, or, you know, this trade machine where people are invested. I like that. Because when you actually get to the point where you can get some fans, man, it's going to be incredible, isn't it? It's going to be incredible. So, yeah. A few more fans will be getting allowed here. The goal is around 4,000 towards the end of the season, hopefully. The increased capacity now will be to 2,700. So Pelicans.com, go check out how you can get tickets, but there'll at least be 2,700 at home games. think the goal is eventually get to 4,000 by, you know, as the season goes towards the end. But anyway, we'll talk more about that. We'll hear from the guys in the locker room when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, Golden Motors right here in Cutoff, Louisiana is the place to buy your next Chevrolet, Buick, or nearly new pre-owned or any make or model vehicle that you're looking for. Golden Motors, nestled only 60 miles from New Orleans, only 35 to 40 minutes from home or Thibodeau area, and only seconds from www.goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, where price is priority. Cutoff, Louisiana, 985-325-1000 or goldenmotors.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Set yourself up for success when planning your next event, whether it's wedding, festival, Mardi Gras, rodeo, or concert. Joe Septic Contractors knows that it's important to cover your bases. Joe Septic Contractors can supply multi-stall restroom, air-conditioned trailers, anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Planning a luxury event? Check out their new black tie luxury restroom and shower trailers. Visit Joe Septic at viscom.net with locations in Cutoff, Thibodeau, Fouchon, and Abbeville.
The man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
6:29 left in the third quarter. Pelicans trailed by 24. Wound up winning 120-115 in overtime. It's the largest comeback win in franchise history. Previous best was 23 points back in 2010. A stark contrast and difference in what took place on Friday, which the Pelicans looked like they had another win and suffered one of the biggest collapses in franchise history. Look, I get it. You can call me and tell me all you want. 132-114 is the final. A 41-12 fourth quarter. Pelicans, by the way, had the lead in that game. But a 41-12 fourth. You can tell me all you want about Chris Paul, 15 points, 19 assists. I get that. I do. But look, one of the things when you have a game like that, and it's unfortunately, it's DNA in this team this year. It's something that they have struggled with, closing out games. But one of the things you want to see, and it's, you know, always a sign, and we talk about it, of who buys in, who's not, things of that nature, is how you show up right after that. I mean, again, that tough loss against Portland. They were good. You went back and forth, missed opportunities. Again, which sign would have got the touch? We can look at that, but that's a team that won 8-2. Right, they've gone 8-2 in their last 10. They were the fourth seed. Damian Lillard is an MVP candidate this season. I can live and accept that one. At Phoenix one, again, good team. Playing well this season. I get it. They've been hot. I get it. But you could have had two wins out of three, right? I mean, against a team that I think is pretty good. It's a legit playoff team, isn't it? You had a chance. Suns now the fourth seed. Blazers the fifth seed by a game. But they're good. By the way, the Suns, 8-2 in their last 10. The Blazers still 8-2, right? Well, their last 10 is they lost the game over the weekend. But my point is those two teams are pretty good. And you're in that game, a few more made shots, maybe a little better decision there at the end. Dame misses one shot of all of those that he takes, 30-foot plus beyond. You're in that game. You're competing in that game is what I'm getting at. You're leading the Suns in that game. Those are the two teams that are 4-5. That's why I said weeks ago on a Friday show that they're not that far away. They got to play sound basketball. They have to play consistent basketball. Andrew Lopez tweeted this out, and we're going to talk to him at the bottom of the hour. 10 turnovers in the first half yesterday afternoon. In the third, fourth, and overtime periods, 3 combined. I mean, Todd will tell you, 215. You take care of the basketball. This team particularly takes care of the basketball, they're going to win. Right? We were talking about earlier in the season, if they get any kind of help, any kind of bench help, if the guys can make some shots, they're going to play better. We're going to go over some Lonzo Ball stats here as well. He's playing better. Like, really has been playing well. And then you have what I was saying again as to why I was writing Handsome Keys, man. What Zion's doing right now is pretty special. ESPN stats and info. Zion Williamson averaging 26.8 points on 66% shooting in the month of February. Only 5 players have averaged 25 points per game on 65% shooting in a month in the shot clock era. Minimum 10 games. The names, Dwight Howard, Charles Barkley, Bernard King, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Wilt Chamberlain, who did it 3 times. Again, I get it. There's a lot of other players that are doing good things in the league. He's just growing. It's growing before your eye. I like that opportunity. Make or miss at the end of regulation. I liked that play. I like they trusted him. I like that he went to, not only made the shot, made the free throw. He misses the free throw. Boston gets it, rebounds, calls timeout, advances. That floater by Tatum wins the game. I like what I'm seeing, man. I really like what I'm seeing. And it is funny, and I'm going to joke about it. I was making the analogy this morning at the gym, the Jeremiah who runs camera for the NBA in the Pels games. Going to get him on the show. He was in the bubble. Some interesting perspective on games here as well. But the analogy I kept using was they are absolutely, aren't they? The relationship your mom and your friends warn you about. Don't do it. Don't do it. They're gonna make you feel like you're high as a kite and are feeling fantastic on top of the world, and your heart will get stolen and broken. I mean, that's what it's like to watch the Pels right now. You blow that 41-12 fourth. 41-12 fourth. Against Phoenix. Go read those tweets afterwards. No problem. 2 days later, oh my God, the Pels are awesome. It's incredible. Sorry, buddy, I was yapping too loud. Who's on the phone lines, my friend? Terry, thanks for giving us a call here. How are you, man?
Bro, I know you want to give kudos to Zion, well-deserved. I know you want to give kudos to B.I., well-deserved. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something, bro. You're missing one big important thing.
What's that?
I want to send a big hallelujah, a big shout-out, a big that way to go to my Pelicans fan. Because in my humble opinion, had it not been for us last night, bringing that energy that we brought, I don't think those kids would have enough energy to pull that win out. It was, in my humble opinion, the Pelicans fans that helped this team in ways, it was almost like a playoff game, because we did not feel as though we were getting the calls that we were doing.
You think so?
I mean, the referee got in his feelings for whatever reason and just tossed J.J. Redick for no good reason, just because he was in his feelings.
Well, the bounce pass could have killed him. The bounce pass could have killed him. All right? I mean, let's be honest.
In his feelings.
That bounce pass could have gone right through him, could have ended his life. He's got a family, so we have to make an example. So, I mean, it's a joke. I don't know how else to say it. That was an absolute joke. You can't tease somebody up. I mean, you have to at least, like, think of it for a second. That second tee, that player's out the game. You know what I mean?
That's
I don't know. I mean, like I said, if that hits him, like it's a chest pass or it's in the air. I get it.
He bounced past it to him.
He bounced past it to him. He was a little upset, but you can't let that bother you, man. That's like the umpire in baseball that doesn't like how he's being looked at as the batter's walking away to the bench and he tosses him. You know what I mean?
Man, exactly right, bro. You know what I'm saying? Exactly right. And when Zion went to the rack and got that and one, that's when I knew, man, we got him now. Because, you know, it was like a snowball effect. We were upset because we wouldn't get the call set. We felt like, you know, at some point in time, you know, hindsight is 20/20. That's why I stay in the coach. We're emotional. We're like, look, dude, you need to start challenging some of these calls, and you're not even, like, feeling what we feel in the stands. And we were like, dude, why are you not even, like, get mad? Somebody get mad. And, you know, hindsight 2020, he did that challenge at the end. Yeah. And we were like, we thought you should have challenged a couple more than way before that. So, trust me, you know, a lot of that energy was like, Stan, come on, bro. Back your team up, bro. We lose, but we're already losing. Stand up, make some noise, bro, because they're killing us right now. And when they started with that energy, bro, I'm telling you, cuz, it was us. It was the fans. We came in there 1,400 strong, you heard me? And we brought the noise last night, and I could not have been more proud of my Pelicans fans. 1,400 strong, bro. You would have felt like it was 14,000 strong.
So you're happy that it's going to get to 2,700 and by 4,000 by the time this team's making a push for a playoff spot?
Oh, bro. I mean, I'm going to tell you something, bro.
You ready?
You thought last night, because real talk, you thought last night it was a full house in there, because I don't think there was a quiet person in the stadium last night. It was the fans that brought that energy last night. And I appreciate it, bro. So don't discount us. Don't discount the 1,400 that's in there. I know everybody, but we brought it for them, bro.
Look, man, we're going to have Todd on as well. I'll get Andrew's take opinion and yours, but I mentioned it when I was playing the highlights in the opening segment. You could hear the crowd. They sounded a lot more than there was in there. You know, that wasn't piped in noise either. That was like legit enthusiasm. And you know, you've been able to hear it over the television, definitely over the radio when I put Todd and Daniel on. Again, if the Pels app, man, if you don't get it, you got to sync it, man, and listen to them call the game. But if you're listening, it absolutely sounds like there's a lot more people, right? For sure.
No doubt. No doubt about it, bro. I mean, everybody was on their feet. And, man, I'm going to tell you something, bro. Everybody was on their feet. Everybody was cheering. It wasn't, it was loud in there. And I was like, wow. I'm going to be honest with you, bro. They was doing this little trivial thing about the, crossword puzzle. And everybody was looking at the crossword. They got to number 5, cuz, and they stopped doing that. We was in there. They stopped everything they was doing, and they was focused on, again, all that stuff they was put on the jumbotron about, yes, I think they got the chopper tools, and they got the Martins. After that, it was over. It was all about the game after that. They didn't have to entertain us. The game itself was entertaining enough. They didn't have to put nothing on the tron other than the highlights and the football and the basketball game. They stopped with the crossword puzzle. That's how it was last night. They got the 5. And they stopped with the crossword puzzle. They didn't do nothing else but focus on the game. But that's how much energy was in there last night. They had a couple of Boston Celtics fans in there too, but nevertheless, they went.
And here's the thing, man. Let's be honest, right? I mean, Boston hasn't had the start that they would have liked. They're still a very good team. They're 15-15 on the year, but they're still a good team, right? Portland and Phoenix, I just mentioned, they're 4-5 in the Western Conference. It's a pretty daunting start to four-game homestand. And, again, you were in it with Portland. You could maybe argue you could have maybe stolen that one. Phoenix, you were up. And then I don't know what happened in that fourth quarter. But you've beaten them before. You've gone to battle. So I think, I mean, other than Utah right now, and look, that Laker game, they're deep, but I mean, that Utah game's the only one, man, when I'm watching, I'm like, they're not on the same court or level. You know what I mean? But everything else that I've watched this year, I mean, that first half with the Lakers, they looked good. I mean, so you're at least competing with these teams. The Jazz right now are just playing at a different level. And I don't know if they have the horses to kind of go back and forth in that three-point game. But in his three games we've seen in his homestand, I mean, I got to be happy with what I've seen, man.
No doubt about it, bro. Got to be happy. Jazz is a bad matchup for us, bro. You know, they're just a bad matchup all around. But most any team, not just us. Too bad to them. We coming, though. We coming.
Sounds good, man. Thank you for the phone call, man. Appreciate it.
All right, bro.
All right, so he's saying give a game ball to the Pels fans that were in attendance. Again, Pelicans announcing this morning they're going to increase attendance now to 2,700. The goal is 4,000 at some point this season. Andrew Lopez of ESPN next. We come back on ESPN New Orleans.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply, 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
Here's the good news. Even with high unemployment, there's still a need for hundreds of thousands of cybersecurity professionals in the U.S. right now. And My Computer Career is training people to help meet the demand. No IT experience? No problem. Take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
DSC. There are so many razors out there. How do you choose which one's right for you? Well, at Dollar Shave Club, we got you. With a 6-blade cartridge for daily shavers with short hair and a 4-blade cartridge for less frequent shavers with longer hair. Still confused? Well, we put both blades in one new starter box, so you can test drive both. Check out DollarShaveClub.com/ESPN, DollarShaveClub.com/ESPN, and visit DSC at your nearest store. You've got questions, we got answers. Welcome to the club.
Now at a store near you.
It's time for some straight talk. Your tax return could look different this year, but you're still going to hear a lot of noise about how to spend it. So when the big carriers tell you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out. With Straight Talk, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense and tune into Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract. No compromise.
How can we be excited about a show where we just talk?
Talk sports.
That's how they talk in the Major League.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Get it into Williamson. Zion driving at Thompson. Driving. Throws it up off the glass. It rolls in. And one. Ask and ye shall receive from the Smoothie King Center.
Just feed the man.
Just like you draw it up, baby. There it is. Todd Graffanini, Daniel Salerson. Pelicans Radio Network. I know I've been saying Andrew Lopez. I'm sorry. I was looking at my notes from the last time. Jake Madison joins us from Locked On Pels. Jake, I got so excited in the first two segments. I don't even know what I'm doing, what my show is right now, man. I've lost track of days because it's so different from the game before yesterday to the game that took place yesterday. I don't even know what to say, man. I really honestly don't.
It was a heck of a weekend for New Orleans and really a tale of two fourth quarters, right? First, that debacle against the Phoenix Suns where they couldn't get anything going, and then everything going their way and ratcheting up the intensity, what we've wanted to see from this Pelicans team for a really long time against the Boston Celtics, and route to a 24-point comeback, which was the largest in team history. So kind of got all ends of the spectrum here. So I understand why your head is spinning just a little bit.
I want to start the beginning of this road, of this home stand. And because, look, Portland and Phoenix are 4-5 in the Western Conference. They're good teams. And in that game, I was disappointed in the loss to Portland, but I got it. I mean, they're, you know, they're 8-2 in their last 10. Damian Lillard is playing like an MVP. Pelicans are still learning who's their closer, how to close, how to, you know, stop key possessions and also score in key possessions. So I can get that. Phoenix, I can't explain that fourth quarter. 41-12 is 41-12. There's no explanation you're going to give me other than you can't allow that to happen. But those games are against some good teams. Boston's a good team. I know they're 15-15, but it's a good team. Jake, it goes to what you and I have been talking about, I think, the last couple of weeks. This team can play with a lot, if not most, of the teams in the NBA if they just play smart, consistent, and error-free basketball.
Look, they don't even need to play error-free basketball. You know, I think that's going a little bit too far because you're never going to have that. You just need to try hard and compete, right? That's probably the biggest thing for this team, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. They've very much figured out things offensively. I don't really have very many worries about that team, about this team in that regard. It's what are you going to do defensively? But that's how they won this game, right? In the fourth quarter, they switched up their defensive coverage against Boston. They stopped playing drop coverage where they rolled the big back to the basket to take away the drives, and instead decided that Jason Tatum wasn't going to beat them, and they started double-teaming him and forcing other players to step up for Boston, and those guys weren't capable of doing it. You know, if you get the ball out of Boston's best player's hand in Tatum, maybe good things will happen to you, and that's what New Orleans did. And having that kind of mentality of just caring on defense was a noticeable difference for New Orleans, and it led to some really, really good results for them. They started getting stops. They started getting buckets in transition and just kind of going north-south, running up and down instead of going side-to-side. And that's what we wanted to see from this team, and that's why it's so frustrating when they have these losses because there is a good team somewhere in this. It's just putting all of those things together, getting them to care, which might be the number one thing. And when they do that, they win. So when they don't, when you know they're capable of doing it, is a very frustrating thing if you're a fan.
Speaking with Jake Madison, Locked On Pels, at Nola Jake's the way to follow you over on Twitter. Look, on Thursday, my last show of last week, I said I was using my keys, man. I was jingling in front of the mic. I said, it's time to hand them the keys. And what I mean by that was, you know, learner's permit. I'm not saying complete, you know, not taking it away from Brandon. I understood what they were doing in that final drive in that game against Portland. But I said over the next couple of games, I'd like to see this team trust Zion there at the end, either assist or pass. He led the team in assist yesterday. And if not, go to the rim. That's what he's going to do. And I loved make or miss that play when they were down one. I loved it. He made it. And then more importantly, Jake, he made his free throws, man. You tweeted some stats of what he's been doing the last several games. He's 11 in total. I'm loving what I'm watching growth-wise.
Look, he should be an all-star. Zion should be an all-star. It's really that simple. He's been that good, and he's putting up near historic numbers so far this season. As you mentioned, the past 11 games have been just truly outstanding. There's no one doing what he does in the NBA in terms of efficient scoring like that, and it's absolutely fantastic to see from him. And then the growth we've seen from him as a passer is really big. And you want kind of the ultimate trust in him. They had the ball in his hands late in the game and in overtime, and I think that was the biggest thing. After the mess that was the final play against the Portland Trailblazers where he didn't even touch the ball, they were not going to repeat that mistake. So there's some growth right there just in terms of the coaching staff and strategic decisions, right? And he's the guy who dished the assist to Brandon Ingram when Brandon Ingram splashed the three that really was the dagger and made New Orleans win this game in overtime. And you love to see something like that. Let your best player lead you, and that's what Zion is doing right now, and you're seeing the wins start to come along with it.
You know, one of the other things, and you pointed this out in your podcast, that I find also important, and I was talking about this on Thursday of last week when we were talking about the final debacle of those plays there, is like, you know, having him touch the ball or wanting him to be more involved and be trusted does not mean that you don't want Pippen to do that. Look, I mean, famously, right, it's Pippen and Jordan, and you kind of need one another. And from that point on, obviously, it's now been the best duo or trio or super team you can join. They're going to need each other. How important was both of them closing that game out yesterday to you?
Yeah, that was big. You know, the big question going forward with this team is not will they figure it out defensively. It's not is Lonzo Ball a long-term piece or not. It's do Zion and Brandon Ingram coexist? Because you've given Brandon Ingram a max deal. Zion is going to be here for the foreseeable future beyond his rookie deal. You've got to build a roster around these two guys. and you need to figure out how they work well with each other and how they work best with each other. Mm-hmm. And that's been somewhat of a big question. You know, you see Brandon Ingram putting up nearly the same numbers he had last season when he was an all-star, but on just much less efficient shooting and in a worse shot chart this year. Is that because he's playing with Zion more? Is it due to something else? And it's about kind of figuring that stuff out. But when you can go into a game in overtime and let your two stars carry you, particularly in the fourth quarter too, I feel good about this team figuring that out ultimately. And when you're seeing Zion dish to Brandon Ingram for a go-ahead three, it's going to make you feel pretty optimistic that they will be able to work this out. And it's more about figuring out the pieces around them than the ultimate question of do your two best players actually coexist well. And I think you saw in this game that they really do.
Yeah, and look, man, it's going to be something we continue to see. It'll be interesting on that, but I got a few more minutes with you, about five. And, Jake, I would be not doing my job if I don't bring up the reasons why these games are close and why they're winning them, and that's because they're getting help. Let's start with Billy. It didn't get a double-double yesterday, but double-digit rebounds as well. What have your thoughts been from what Hernan Gomez has been able to do, and especially having a start now as Steven Adams is dealing with injury?
So he's kind of the example of when you have stars in Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson, you don't need superior play from others necessarily. You just need competent NBA basketball players. And that's what he is, right? He was 3 of 10 in this game. He missed a ton of really easy shots. Mm-hmm. And that's something that he's done here in his short tenure with New Orleans when he's been getting minutes. But because he's at least making enough shots, because he's giving you rebounding, because he's giving you some defense, it makes him an upgrade on this roster compared to a guy like Jackson Hayes who wasn't really giving you any of that. And I think when you kind of see that, it's going to elevate your team slightly. You have the top-heavy roster in place and the guys that are going to do most of the heavy lifting. You know, your starters are who's supposed to carry you to wins, to leads. And when the backups come in, you just hope they don't undo a lot of the work that the starters did. If they can play at net zero, just even basketball, you're going to feel really good about being able to grab a victory. And now you're getting some of these guys stepping up and giving minutes to maybe better players, such as Billy over Jackson Hayes, and that's leading to a lot of success.
You know, he gets the 13 boards yesterday, and as you mentioned, just he's basketball savvy. It's just you got to get that sense on the court for that to help. I want to touch on Lonzo Ball, man. 16 points with him, 6 boards, 4 assists. But he's had a pretty good stretch here the last couple of games, hadn't he?
Yeah, particularly shooting the ball. And that's the big thing. If you want to see whether he's impacting the game or not, is he making his three-pointers? It's really kind of that simple with him. He's not a traditional point guard in the sense of a Steve Nash or Chris Paul, right? He's a guy that isn't driving, isn't breaking the defense down and pulling the strings. He's a good passer. He's a willing passer around on the perimeter of going side to side. But you also need him to contribute offensively. He doesn't drive. He doesn't get to the rim. He's not shooting a ton of free throws. So it's going to be him contributing through that three-point shot. If he can have that three-point shot fall and he plays good enough defense, and there's been moments this season where he's been outstanding defensively. There's also been some games when he's been really subpar. But if he's hitting his three-pointers and giving you enough defense, that's a useful player to have on this team, and that's a guy that's going to contribute to winning basketball. And he's starting to embrace that role a little bit more, being a catch-and-shoot guy, more of an outlet guy, rather than being the type of guy that tries to create for others. And that's where you've seen him kind of fall into some bad passes, have a lot of turnovers. Now he's limiting the turnovers, increasing his points per game. It's like what we've been saying here. You know, that's the type of guy that you can put around Zion and B.I. and will help you win basketball games.
We'll wrap up with this, man. He's being given contract extensions on Twitter by fans. Is Josh Hart right now the heart of this team with what he's been doing on certain types of games and on certain nights? 17 points, 10 rebounds yesterday. In this homestand alone, I mean, you've seen him have 17 rebound games. You've seen him just, I don't know, to me, right now he's the heart of this team, isn't he?
I can't disagree with you there. You know, if you're looking for a guy that inspires others to kind of reach his level of play, it's Josh Hart. You'd like to see that from Zion and Brandon Ingram, but it's Josh Hart who's doing this. And he said after the game he wants to have that junkyard dog mentality. And when he stepped onto the court to try and close this game out with the starters and started playing really good defense, everyone else elevated their game to match it.
Right.
You don't want to be, you know, that starting player that's getting outworked, out-hustled by a guy coming in off the bench. Because when you watch film of that game, you're going to look really bad to the rest of your team and to the coaches because you can't really hide that. And he's creating that kind of sense and style and level of play from the rest of these guys. That's really valuable, isn't it? Even if you have to overpay him, but what if he gets you more out of Zion than anyone else can? He's kind of the key to unlocking Zion and him on the defensive side of the ball. Guy's really, really useful and a guy that you really can't let go. He doesn't give you enough consistent offense. He just doesn't. I wish his three-point shot was better. I wish it was a little bit more consistent. I wish he wasn't passing up open three-point looks that he should be taking. But he is. But you still need a guy like him.
At Nola Jake's, the way to follow Jake Madison over on Twitter, Locked On Pels. Good stuff, man. As always, thank you for breaking it down a little bit for us here. And here's the beauty of it. They have a day they can actually practice before their next game and enjoy themselves here. But they don't play until Wednesday, so that's nice. Thank you, Jake. Appreciate it, bud.
Of course. Thanks for having me on, Gus.
Yeah, for sure. Quick break. We'll come back. We'll get the intern's thoughts on what's going on. I've been so excited, man. I know you've been wanting to talk. I'm going to, I promise. We'll touch on it. I gotta go to work. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. Dark clouds falling, the moon was near.
Birds fly by AM in a bedroom. You're invited to Greg LeBlanc Toyota's spectacular sales event going on now till the end of the month. Great selections of models and colors to choose from and deep discounts. Huge incentives. This is the time to purchase your new Toyota Camry or Corolla. Exceptional MPG ratings and 2 years free maintenance. This is the event you've been waiting for. Visit our friendly staff at Houma's number one dealer. Go to Greg LeBlanc Toyota, where you get the deal. Greg LeBlanc Toyota, where you get the deal.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
What happened was unthinkable. Work as we know it powered down. But Etail is here to keep business on. On to turn your home office into a powerhouse. On to plan your epic power lunch. On to keep your virtual team connected. On to make you unstoppable. This is the one thing Etail Business can do for you, and that's connecting you to work every day. Etail is on for business.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Well. What do you want to hear? Pick a player, Jordan. Pick a player. Give me a player.
Let's do Lonzo Ball.
You want Lonzo Ball?
Let's do Lonzo Ball. You don't want Lonzo Ball, huh?
No, I had to look for it. I mean, I was trying to pull up a
now Ball.
Left wing three online and down. Lonzo Ball, my goodness gracious. He is 3 for 3 from distance. What about 11 points he hadn't missed yet.
What about this one? I could have used this one early in the game.
So right of the lane. Zion powering it on Thompson. Kick it to Lonzo. Wide open left wing three. He got another one.
I know.
So the dime for Z, the tray for
it sounded like golf at the beginning, huh?
It did. All right, Zion bringing the ball up the
Kraft must have gone.
Hold on, but I want you to hear that. I'm glad you brought that up because we just had a caller earlier, Terry. And as you heard him when he called, he gave himself a game ball. He gave he and then the rest of the fans a game ball. He said that they picked up the energy.
They really did.
Okay, well,
they
again, really again, here's, you know, here's Ingram to Williamson.
Ingram turns it over. 2-on-2 break. Brown the alley-oop to Robert Williams with an emphatic dunk.
All right, there we go. Here's Williamson for
Williamson.
Play.
Dribble handed quiet, off to right? Bledsoe. Two-man game. Zion powers up. Power it
well,
in.
You have to remember.
Just, no, but you heard it there well, at the end, at the end of the play.
You have to remember, Todd is using a handheld mic.
No. I know. No. What I'm saying is, but you can hear, like, you know, the crowd got, eh, on the dunk. And that's not bad. What I'm trying to make the point is, here's the and one to put the Pels up.
Get it into Williamson.
Listen,
Zion.
Listen already to the crowd in the background.
Driving at Thompson. Driving. Throws it up off the glass and rolls in. And
well,
one.
Todd knows how to work with the handheld mic.
No, you're missing the entire point of this. You can hear the arena a lot more is what I'm saying.
Like,
they're invested.
It sounded like
what do you think? You know what?
He's probably beating the levels.
He's not doing that. I'm trying to say, you know what? I went 3 segments without speaking to you, and everything went well. Literally 90 seconds into this segment, my blood pressure started to rise.
Well, I guarantee you Todd Graffinini's blood pressure was risen last night.
You think?
Probably almost had a heart attack.
Let's see how he was doing here when the game was tied at regulation.
Tice trying to inbound. Got it to Tatum. Center circle nearly traveled. Game clock at 2. Tatum drives in. Shot. Got it. 0.2 of a second. Unbelievable shot for
voice.
Jason Tatum.
Got it.
You know,
in that moment, other things won.
Other things are going through his head?
Yes.
What about this one?
Williams tipped it and Melly got it. Now you have the basketball in a tie game.
Let's talk about Nicole and Melly.
Well, hold on. Let me explain what Todd just said that to us as friends. You better score. Like, I heard that. Listen to it again. Like, the very beginning of that, I know exactly what's going through Todd's head here.
Williams tipped it, and Melly got it. Now you have the basketball in a tie game.
Yeah.
40 seconds left in overtime.
Don't blow it. What's coming
up? Guess what?
Am I lying or not? Like, I'm watching that, and I'm thinking Todd's, and I have it on my phone. And I'm like, he's like, don't blow it. I know that's what he's thinking. Here we go.
Now point Zion. Sizing up Tice. Throw it out to Ingram. Left wing 3. Swish!
Double down on
what
the swish.
What I love about that play, though, again, Jordan, it's been my thing that I've kind of harped on in this hour. The last time we were together was Thursday.
Correct.
Right? And in that game Thursday, or in that day Thursday, I said, it's time to, you got your keys on? Yeah, I got my keys in the other room.
I got them.
You got them. Go ahead. Go ahead. Here we go. I said, it's time to give him the keys. It's time to give him the keys. And in that play against Portland, B.I. was giving the ball first, and Zion said the play was to play off of his decision. And that's fine. That's fine. But yesterday, they're down 1. The ball was given to Zion. He went to the rack, fouled, and won. And made the free throw. To make it a 2-point game, 108-106. Just heard in that call to make it 115-112, point Zion brought the ball up the court. What did I say Thursday? When you do that, if you do that, the defense then goes, oh, bleep. Is he driving? What is he doing? By the way, Jordan, most assists by a Pelican yesterday. Lonzo Ball had 4. He's the point guard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Zion had 4. Zion had 4. Tied the team with the most assists. That's my point, though. It's like it just made sense. I'm saying he has to run the point the entire game. But in key situations like that, you saw what it did. And what I loved about it, as you heard in that call, what did he do? Found B.I. We've talked about, man, Brandon Ingram sometimes in the fourth kind of disappears. He struggled, whatever. Part of the reason is we've said, works too hard, has to dribble the ball up. What did he do? He caught it and shot it.
Well, what I really loved about last night's post-game press conference from B.I., he said that he told Zion Williamson, hey, it's okay for you to, you know, take the shot. I mean, it's almost like he's handing him it's like, this is going to be your team. Like, there's no question about that. It might be Brandon Ingram's team for right now, but as you've been saying, it's slowly becoming Zion.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with that. We just saw a 10-part documentary. We talked about this on Thursday with the Bulls. And Jordan himself says, he's like, man, I don't know all these people. Hey, I needed Scotty. They need each other. They can complement each other. That's what I loved about it. The big shot in regulation was Zion. The big shot in overtime was Brandon.
Yeah. The egos on this team. There's no big ego on the team.
That, it inherently is cool with them. Zion and B.I. respect and like each other. That's inherent. That's just, hey, it's cool. I'm okay with that. And they trust one another. Even at the end of that, you know in his head, at least you would think so, that Zion, after that game, he didn't even trash anybody. After.
Portland?
Yeah. He was like, you know what? I trust my teammates is what he said. I'd have been in there and been like, we had the sounder.
Well, I think that also, when you say that, you gain respect and guys like B.I. who are the leader of the team as of right now, he's more willing to, you know, give up that final play when you say stuff like that.
I mean, you know how I felt after that game. You remember all Thursday.
It's the ship's broken. We had to go.
Nobody gets hurt. Easy. Hey!
Hey.
Look at me, sure. Look at me, sure. I'm the captain now.
Yeah. I mean, in my mind, that's what he should have done when he walked into the locker room, right? But he didn't. But I love that. Here's the bite you're talking about.
Well, first of all, it's your opinion. And I know how I feel about encouraging words and other guys feel about encouraging words. But all I told him was just be decisive. Whatever you feel is right at the end of that game, whatever that you need to do to get the best shot for our team, go and do it and feel good about it. So he definitely did that. I don't think he needed any extra encouragement or anything else. He made a basketball play that we believe in, and he made the shot.
It's almost like he answered the way Zion did a few nights back.
Yeah, and look, like I said, and that's what I meant when I used the analogy of driving. And we all drive differently in different stages, or at least we would like to try to. Still tell my wife to slow down. My point is, we should, right? We should drive differently when there's people in the car. We should drive differently when there's children around. We do, right? I mean, you tend to probably let somebody over when you see the little, you know, yellow triangle baby on board sticker, right? Rather than I know it's you who passes me up, who always cuts me off right here on the Clearview on ramp.
Do I?
Yes, you do. And you always give me the finger. You cut everybody off. You get on the far left lane and you wait. You go through three lights while everybody waits in line like they should. And you wait right
you
before.
You notice that?
Absolutely. You've cut me off before.
Hey.
No blinker either, by the way, most of the time.
No.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you just jet in. Let me in. Anyway, my point is...
You're right.
My point is, that's why I said learner's permit last Thursday. Learner's permit. It didn't have to be every game. But let's just... He has to learn that. And you can't learn that in practice. You learn that in a game. And with this team and with who he is, guess what? He's going to learn that on national TV with all eyes on you. And I love it because he doesn't blink. You can't teach that. Either you're built that way or you're not. Period. You're built that way or you're not. And that's what's exciting. You know, look, we're going to have fun every game and we're going to probably every single loss because, I mean, it's what it is. But keep looking at this team as a timeline and see where it's going. Stuff like that is fun. We'll take a quick break. Hour one is in the books just like that. I don't know where it went. We'll play a lot more locker room sound where we come back in the start of hour two. Sharif Aishak, I'll talk to him a little about that. And college baseball's on the way. Tigers playing this evening, taking on La Tech. Raphael, bottom of next hour, the Graph 215, Marlin 230. It's the Sports Hangover. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. Game balls, pats on the back. Who's on a bench? Also, phone calls, open next segment, do it on ESPN New Orleans.